In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, help your people who weep in distress. Lord, you always listened to the prayer of your people in distress, in captivity, and when they wept. In the Babylonian captivity, your people wept as they lived in exile, in a strange and hostile land, in physical slavery, but also in that sense of being powerless and abandoned. When, as the psalmist said, they tormented us and made us sing alien songs, removing and mocking our own identity. And they began even to doubt their God. How could we sing the Lord's song in such a situation of humiliation and denigration and slavery? Lord, you have always listened to the cry of your people who weep in distress. And in these days we gather to witness to your concern for the many men, women, and children who weep in the distress and the humiliation of being trafficked. We turn to you to help them. We turn to you to sustain our humble efforts to free them. To free them not just from physical bonds, but to restore them. To restore their dreams of fulfillment and flourishing. To restore their hope in themselves and their hope in the humanity they must feel has abandoned them. Lord, help your people who weep in distress. How can people sing the Lord's song today when their dignity is trampled upon, when they see themselves simply being used even in the most degrading practices, and when they feel they're being exploited in corrupt economic practices, practices from which even ourselves sometimes benefit, even if we're not aware of it, or even if we don't want to be aware? How many people find themselves in such humiliating circumstances today, all over the world? How can our civilized world, and especially those parts of the world where we consider our identity as being marked by a culture of human rights and the protection of human dignity, how can we tolerate that the practice of human trafficking can go on under our noses? And not just in our big anonymous mega cities, but even in small and very small communities. Lord, give us eyes to see your people who weep in distress. And give us the courage to see and to act and not to ignore. Despising humanity is a crime against humanity. But humanity is not an abstract humanity. It's men and women and small children who weep and who have no other hope for themselves but the consolation of tears. Lord, help us in our efforts to see that these are brothers and sisters, and these exploited children who we have to call our own children because they have no one else to care for them. Help them to be able once again to sing the Lord's song, for the Lord's song is the song of freedom, of dignity, of self-worth. It's the song of hope and the possibility to dream dreams of a future like we do. And the music of the Lord's song is tenderness and care and human warmth and righteousness. That is the music that we're called to compose in these days. Lord, help us resolutely to help your people who weep in distress. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.